two, check, check.
Check, check.
One, two.
Do you read me?
All right.
I think you're right. Can you hear Greg?
All right. What's up?
Yep. So this is like the official, this is actually the most unofficial, official Green Strength elevated half hour, elevated minutes. I don't know what. I used to do little minute,
what quantity
little minute tips that I like to call the elevated minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we'll just call this the Green Strength Community Podcast, episode one here.
Dope.
No need to be official like everybody else.
Right? Right, yeah.
Because I like your little music.
Yeah,
your
the
little,
music
your
is
little
great.
Start music.
Well,
yeah.
Julia is really good at all that shit.
I know. Which is we're going to send this over to the panda.
Yeah,
the panda raging
herself.
Panda.
Uh-huh.
And she's going to take it out. But what we're doing right now is this is even specialer. Is that a word? Specialer?
More special?
This is even more special.
The most specialist?
We
most
are.
Specialist.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
are recovering right now.
Yeah. Here we are.
So we're like, we're doing some recovery in the sauna, the infrared mm-hmm. sauna, as we're sitting here talking this. Mm-hmm. But I was actually listening to your podcast with all the dudes at the Chokes and Barley.
Oh, that was a good one.
And I'm kind of intrigued right now. Oh, I want you to spill something.
Yeah, for sure.
Hutchinson might get mad.
Yeah.
But what the hell was he doing with his guard? It was so fascinating in 20 minutes
oh,
that you were mind blown.
Oh, my God. This dude brought the heat for a $40 seminar, $50 seminar, something like that. He blew my fucking mind.
Chris Hutchinson. And he's out of
Triton.
Okay.
Blue, brown belt under Pete Wilhelm.
I got to give him some credit. He did really good on the microphone with Dallas.
Yeah.
They did good at the fight to win.
They did excellent.
I thought they should,
yeah.
Yeah, they should
informed,
do that every time.
You know, professional.
And entertaining.
Unbiased,
mm-hmm.
entertaining,
mm-hmm.
you know, it was great. I was really impressed by both of those guys.
All right, so the secrets.
So the secrets were, I would really have to show you, but it was a combination of a lapel and sleeve De La Hiva guard, where he transitioned to a lasso guard. And then got underneath them with some mad magician fuckery to sweep, take the back, or leg drag. And I had such a raging hard-on afterwards that I had to walk out of the room
gotta,
for
like,
a little
excuse
bit.
Excuse yourself for a minute.
You could probably hear it in the podcast. I'm like gushing a little bit because I'm so mind-blown. No one has really...
I was thinking the whole time. I'm like, what? Was this guard? Like, you are giving him some credit here.
Oh yeah, and, I mean it was extremely impressive. I was blown away.
So you've been spending a lot of time with those boys, like the Triton boys. I know mm-hmm. them as like, I don't know any of them personally very well. I've met a couple of them sometimes, but mm-hmm. I know them as the Oklahoma leg lockers.
Yeah,
pretty much is what I
pretty much
what I
the
think.
best in Oklahoma mm-hmm. at what they do. Yeah,
and so, you know, it seems like. We all know all these grapplers around the state,
mm-hmm.
and we all know the differences in their games and the differences in the places they're training and the concepts that they train.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like everybody from a strength and fitness and health standpoint, strength conditioning standpoint at least,
mm-hmm.
is like all different as well.
Yeah.
Nobody's doing this, like even remotely, kind of the same stuff.
Right.
So
there's so much good information out there, and mm-hmm. there's almost so much misinformation in the strength and conditioning world.
You're 100% right.
I want to ask you, as a person that kind of out in that world,
mm-hmm.
what are the different pulls and the different things that people talk about or that people do that you hear different methods of stuff that's going on? You know. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
I'm wondering
absolutely.
What other people are doing or what other people are saying.
Yeah,
about
I'd say
health.
Probably the biggest difference in the health and the strength and conditioning stuff that I hear is the philosophy on going to failure every single time, and like what we do is recover in between training sessions.
Yeah.
You know, like I think that is an art in itself because right now, like. The inner savage in me is like, go fucking deadlift, go lift heavy things and get stronger.
Okay.
But the intellectual side of me that you've kind of started to put in place is like, no, you know, you feel like shit. You need to recover today. You need to chill and do something light, maybe.
Have you ever read Musashi?
Yeah, I'm actually, crazy enough, I'm in the middle of it right
now.
So,
the samurai.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Does the samurai just go fucking hard all day, every day?
No.
They live the balanced yin-yang lifestyle
mm-hmm.
completely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think every grappler would admit, I want to be a fucking samurai.
Absolutely.
I want to live like a samurai.
Mm-hmm.
Well, going hard and going to failure and training that side of the mind so hard like that is, mm-hmm. is literally breaking the samurai code.
Yeah.
It's tough. It works mm-hmm. until it doesn't work. Exactly. And when it doesn't work, it not only doesn't work, but it fucking, it's like it taking, it, yeah, it's like yeah. making you a It'll blue, it's made you, yeah. you a blue belt again. Mm-hmm. It's taking belts off.
Yeah, yeah.
It's literally breaking you down mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. So I think the thing that's interesting with the samurai mindset and that every martial artist can always say is like, man, I want to live that samurai lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Well, the samurai eat, breathe, think, train, do, live consistently 7 days a week, mm-hmm. 4 weeks out of the month, 12 months yeah. out of the year.
Yeah.
They live that code. And you really realize that it's the mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's the mind that's making you want to do harder and harder stuff when it's mm-hmm. actually harder to slow down.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
If it's harder to slow down for you, and if you're somebody that can relate to that, then the number one thing you could do for yourself in strength conditioning right now, or just from a health standpoint, mm-hmm. is slow the fuck down for a second.
Absolutely.
And you're going to emerge better and better. You'll at least mm-hmm. be feeling better. You're going to put yourself back onto an even playing field to where you can start building again.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're in a playing field where you're not able to stack bricks because you're so destroyed, then mm-hmm. nothing's getting done.
Exactly, yeah. You're beating a dead horse.
But that is that's an interesting thing, though, because then there has to be the hard.
There does.
And you have to understand what that hard is. It's mm-hmm. like, man, this is the day that I've got to bring the heat.
Mm-hmm. I got to come in 100% prepared and give everything I got on this training.
And mm-hmm. if you're rested,
that's a different
how
world.
Much heat can you bring?
Yeah.
Everybody knows you can bring so much more heat.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
If you start trying to bring the heat every day, it's like 70%, 60% of your actual potential mm-hmm. heat. Mm-hmm. And Greg and I had talked about that as far as a lot of things I'd share with him about some of the fighters and even like Rafael's mm-hmm. numbers on his cardiovascular numbers that we've taken over years here. I've got notes and it's kind of like, okay, the less frequent we do this,
mm-hmm.
the more we really go into it, mm-hmm. those numbers are huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The more we try to fill this in, try to just get more sessions in, the more average we are. He yeah. doesn't ever feel the difference because it feels 100% all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But when he's recovered, that 100% is a normal 130%.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. it's little things like that that have to be thought about that I think most of these grapplers around the state could really just start to step back and think, how good does my body feel?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you kind of hit the nail on the head yeah. there. I feel like people really get good at, like, or get used to feeling like 80%. Of their maximum,
mm-hmm.
you know, like they never let themselves get to that point where they've slept well, they've recovered well, and they're at a point they can give everything they got. No, you're kind of soft capped at 80% because you never really honestly adhered to what your body was telling you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you kind of lose the drive to like want to go hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that day we can all talk ourselves into going hard and getting it done.
Yeah,
and then we feel accomplished after, mm-hmm. but that day, you know, when guys take 2 or 3 days off before the tournament, mm-hmm. and your professor, whoever, maybe it's you, and you're like, dude, I'm not going to do much. I'm just going to mm-hmm. go on a nice little walk.
Mm-hmm.
And you start getting itchy.
Yeah.
And you're like, God, I just want to fucking go.
Yeah.
Like, that's it, man. Mm-hmm. That's how do you or all of us analyze our days, analyze our training schedule, analyze our week, and start to kind of fill in the gaps, like mm-hmm. put the recovery in there. Maybe yeah. take out a shitty-ass drilling session that's not mm-hmm. a lot is getting done because you're tired.
Effective.
And yeah. get in the sauna and mm-hmm. watch some jiu-jitsu.
Exactly.
Or vision. Mm-hmm. All those things mm-hmm. that everybody's already talking about. The yeah. hacks.
Even if it's a breathing practice or something exactly. simple like that, a mindfulness practice,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have a much higher level of efficiency than if you're just beating your head against the wall over and over again.
Totally, totally. So you're around all these, like, you're kind of a journeyman. You go down to Tulsa mm-hmm. and you hang out with a lot of guys. Obviously, your team at OMA.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're here in Green Strength, so you get to, like, be around other grapplers and see how they mm-hmm. train and, yep. and do stuff inside the gym.
Mm-hmm.
But around all these guys, what kind of things do you hear? What kind of diets are they following? What kind of supplements are they talking about? Mm-hmm. I know these conversations happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you hear a lot of things like, man, I'm going ketogenic, or I'm mm-hmm. on the carb cycling, or I'm going vegan, I'm taking this supplement?
Man, for grapplers, I don't hear as much of, like, the big, like, popular diet talk as much. It's either they're trying to eat somewhat healthy, or they just eat like shit and they don't give a fuck. They either do the Gary Tunnan diet, or they try to do what they can, you know? Mm-hmm. Add a salad in here and stuff like that. So, and then there's the in-betweeners, where, if I'm being 100% honest, I'm kind of in between. Some days I'll do the Gary Tunnan diet because I'm traveling from here to Tulsa and back. I don't have time to... That's an excuse. I'm bullshitting. But I haven't made the time to prepare a meal, you know, that'll sustain me. So I'll stop and eat at, you know, the best shitty place that I can find, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
So I think that some of us will make those excuses like I just tried to do. Oh, I don't have the time. Well, we haven't made the time to prepare meals throughout the week.
That goes right back to that mindset he was talking about 100%, earlier, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you take advantage of those rest days and use those effectively to prepare yourself for the hard days, then you're really onto something, which is something I'm working on. Easier said than done sometimes, but, you know, I think the more we can do stuff like that, the more efficient we'll be.
I guess what I'm trying to get at with this is... What I hear all the time is everybody starting to talk about a trend. I'm fasting now.
Yeah.
I'm doing keto, or I'm dropping my carbs, or I'm doing this and that. They give me trends, and then I just wonder, do you consistently eat real food? And it's like, well, no, I'm going to go keto right now. Why go keto right now? I want to see, just as your professor would want to see, 6 months to a year of consistent training before they even think about maybe belting you up or doing anything else. I want to see 6 months to a year of you being a real human being and eating real fucking food.
Yeah.
If you start talking about hacks, then I'm coming into your world. That'd be like if you're teaching me jujitsu and I say, Troy, I don't need this. I want to start doing this hack. I want to go this route. And you're like, no.
There's not
another
solid
year
base
or two of foundation
here.
Let's build a base, and then you'll start killing everybody.
Yeah.
Because when you build a base, then you can start playing all those other little games. So once you build a real human diet of real food, that base, consistently done for a long time, then you can start to alter macronutrients. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
But like, dudes are altering macronutrients just on the whim.
Yeah, before they have a solid base.
Exactly. And kind of like what you were saying, there's times when we all eat processed food sometimes here and there. We do something like that. But that goes back to another principle of life we can live by, the 80-20 principle. And if we're just constantly getting these grapplers to eat real food, or are the everybody, humans, to eat real food 80% of the time. So Troy has 10 meals. Has 5 meals a day over the next 2 days here. Literally, one of those meals every day could be a hamburger. And you're still following the 80-20 principle, which is pretty damn good. And if you consistently do that, exactly. If you consistently do that, and that matches the consistency of your training, and that matches the consistency of your mindset practice, it's all going to fill that holistic picture. You're going to start to feel better. You're going to start to move better. Your training is going to go better. I mean, all these things just get better from trying to really step back and be a real human being. You know, not cheating the system. Which I get, I'm going down this path because everybody's like, I get messages about weight cuts and stuff like that. And I don't want to go down this path very long, but I just want to say one thing. It's like everybody gets off. I'm like, man, but I did lose a couple pounds. I sweated a couple pounds off today. And they're like 3 weeks out, 2 weeks out. And then they don't want to, you know, I don't want to do too much strength training, or I don't want to build any muscle because, you know, I've got to cut some weight. I'd rather just lose a little bit of muscle and get down. I feel more comfortable about it.
Yeah.
You're actually making it harder.
Yeah.
You're making that actual cut harder.
Yeah.
The number one thing that sticks out to me that I think people should just start to think about for a second is if you had a fight in 6 weeks from now, I would want to try to build some lean mass on you.
Yeah.
And I would want you drinking so much water that you're not losing weight. And you might start to kind of freak out psychologically, but if you start to understand science and you understand being a human being and understanding what's happening.
Yeah.
What's 70% water?
I mean,
muscle.
Yeah, muscle.
Is fat 70% water? No.
No.
Okay. Can you lose fat in a cut the day of, like hours before? No.
Probably not. Okay. No.
We want that muscle full of water.
Mm-hmm.
We want the body full of water. We want the body not kind of in and out of this halfway starvation thing for the last 3 days, to where then it starts sending its own signals like, homie, I don't want to let as much water out because you've kind of been teeter-tottering back here, and I'm getting a little freaked out, so I'm going to hold on to some water here.
Yeah.
But if I get you up to that brink of the hours where you're like, dude, I'm still 20 pounds heavy. This is nuts. Mm-hmm. Like, you're still making me drink water.
Yeah.
And it's like, but guess what? When we open the floodgates, the floodgates are going to open.
Yeah, exactly.
They're going to go.
Mm-hmm.
This is, you know, this is why I do my job.
Nice.
You just got to, like, you got to trust me. You got to follow the system, which I'm just following science.
Mm-hmm.
And, but the only time this stuff doesn't work is when people let their egos get ahead of them.
Egos
and they start
fears.
to make the cut even harder on themselves. So that's always one thing I wish fighters would start to think about is, wait, I'm trying to pull a bunch of water. Muscle is 70% water. Why don't I really try to load these muscles up with water so that I can pull it all out and get deeper into it? But that's my water cutting rant right now.
Very valuable information for anybody out there that's thinking about cutting weight. I know that, hopefully he's okay with me disclosing this, but Hunter Colvin is planning to drop some weight for ADCC trials. So I'll be sure to have him listen to this, and hopefully it'll be some helpful stuff for him because...
Well, Hunter's a killer.
Yeah, he's a monster.
We need to help killers out.
There's no reason that he shouldn't be able to qualify for ADCC. You know, I think he's one of the very best dudes in the nation, so no telling.
I haven't seen too much from Hunter except the couple of matches against Kevin Williams and stuff. And he's just tough, man.
Yeah, you don't need to see much more than that, honestly.
He's tough, and we need to... We live in a hotbed here in Oklahoma with great grapplers all over the state. I think people are starting to... come together a little bit more and not be so territorial.
Mm-hmm.
And this is cool. Like, man, I just love this shit. I love watching you guys go fight.
Mm-hmm.
Greg and we like to do it as a hobby. Yeah. We're hobbyists with it, but we like to watch you guys go fight. If we can help and share our knowledge to the Hunter Colvins and all these other, you know, gyms and those guys like that, even, I want to watch people kick ass and do it where they're feeling good. I don't want to watch people cutting weight like I'm watching all the time.
Oh my God.
It pisses me off. They're feeling lifeless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
exactly. So I was also thinking of a couple of things. And like when you think strength for grappling off the start, what do you guys think? I mean, I know everybody around here knows and like, oh, I should probably get a strong deadlift. I should, you know, I gotta be fast when I'm breaking guard, so I gotta train fast, I gotta be explosive. Let's start there.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta train fast to be fast. 100%.
Mm-hmm.
100%. But to train fast,
you have to have the foundation.
You have to train slow first.
Mm-hmm. Slow is smooth, smooth is fast.
Just like, let's go back to the jiu-jitsu. You can't show me a leg drag and just start telling me to leg drag as hard and as fast as I can because I've got to be explosive in competition.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to rep after rep after rep and get everything, the details down, so then I can start doing that shit fast.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
So a lot of times people think like that I've been against the whole train fast, you got to sprint and stuff, and it's like, I'm not against it.
Mm-mm.
You just haven't earned the right to even do it
You're
yet.
Just not there yet.
That's
You're
point
just
blank.
Not there yet.
And, you know, so that kind of stuff is how we approach strength conditioning, too. There are standard operating procedures that the human body has to go through. Let's just think, you know, squat pattern, hinge pattern, push, pull, both vertical and horizontal.
Yeah.
You got gait pattern, you got rotation, anti-rotation, throwing, jumping, all these movements, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or patterns. We've got to start from basic first progression on each one of these patterns, and hey, if you can do it, then great, we'll move you to progression two.
Yeah.
If you can do it, then great, we'll move you to progression three. If you're all the way to a barbell snatch and you look like an Olympic lifter, great, we'll move you there.
Mm-hmm.
but
you can do it with explosion. We're
just being real. It's just like you would do with training people in jiu-jitsu. Man, I can't make you a purple
belt.
It's
not effective to go really fast through a deadlift or a snatch if you don't have the foundation down. You're going to hurt yourself.
If you don't know how to create intra-abdominal pressure and understand intra-abdominal pressure, and if you're not going to be a human...
Define what that is for the listeners, would you?
Intra-abdominal pressure of connecting the entire torso and creating pressure. Okay? I'm getting out of layman's terms here, not getting too scientific. We want to be able to completely pressurize the center, the core of our body, where we derive all the power and energy from, and use it all together, whether we're pushing something above our head, or we're creating a jump, or we're throwing something, or we're seinagi somebody to the ground. We've got to tie the body together. That creates that takes intra-abdominal pressure. That's a skill in itself.
Yeah, absolutely.
All these things are skills. So we're just trying to teach people the skills of strength and conditioning. And treat those like you would your grappling. Start to treat it like the same way. And if you do that and you think the consistency over time of building these skills and progressing yourself through patterns correctly and not too fast, then usually your chance of injury is a lot less. You're actually stronger as an entire unit, as an entire whole, all your body. But with a term that we've been running with here and teaching a lot, is the term, I mean, we didn't make this up. This is from the Strong First World, Pavel, Chief Pavel. GLAG, grip, lats, abs, and glutes. If you consciously think about squeezing the floor with your feet, squeezing your hands together, there's your grip. Right? Yeah. You're gripping the ground with your feet. You're gripping the kettlebell or the barbell with your hands. And you clench those glutes and brace the abs and get those lats on. Your entire body is almost like a statue. You are immovable, basically, at that point. That is connectivity. There's no leaky energy coming out of that shit. But how many times do we see jumps and deadlifts and all these things and kettlebell swings where you see the spine kind of snaking around, or they're just, there's all these weak energy positions. They're losing energy.
These little holes.
Okay? We're connecting the dots there. We're just going back to the basics and plugging those holes and just watching the results be what they are. You know? Absolutely. It's not magic. It's just... I think it's the most important thing. It's just being mature. It's being just mature, like literally being real and being mature.
Swallowing the ego enough to go back to the basics.
Just like in anything, to be a white belt the ability again. To improve is completely dependent on you being able to take a step back and look at where you are and address what the next step forward needs to be.
100%.
And no 100%. Person's the same.
Yeah.
Okay. If you work out at a gym, if you work out at a gym, literally, where they program everybody the exact same, then something is wrong. Now, as I'm saying that, Troy is literally following a program that like six other people are following, maybe 10. So it's the exact same program. So I'm kind of literally contradicting myself here, but it's not. Because there are so many things that we talk to you about on a daily basis. Now, let's switch to this variation. I want you doing this instead of this. The guy I was just working with that you saw, there's, I mean, although he's following my basic level strength program that I've had for a couple of years, I changed 8 different exercises out of 20 in there. I mean, so, we are always looking at the individual and seeing where your weakness is and trying to strengthen that up. But it's just it's an interesting world. There's so much information, and I think that's the problem. Is there's so much of this cool ketogenic stuff out there that everybody's thinking about it now. And they're almost scared to eat carbs because they think they're going to gain weight. And it's like, dude, we got to learn some basic science here. Like, we got to get you out of this mindset because maybe those carbs can increase your grappling performance. But you don't know because you're mentally stuck in some place. So psychology is everything in this business. I think it's the same in grappling, but it's also the same in health. It's the same all across the board. But, so, now, subspectrum? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Tell me about this. What's going down at Subspectrum?
We'll be in Des Moines, Iowa at Jordan Peitzman's gym. I believe the name of the gym is Subspectrum. And yeah, Jordan put together, from what I've seen so far, an extremely professionally run show for the last few Subspectrums. So, Super stoked to be invited out there. It'll be 16 of the best purple belt grapplers. I think there's some brown and black belts in there as well. I could be mistaken. But we'll all be fighting in a 16-man tournament for $2,000. After a couple super fights, I want to say, with some UFC veterans. And then a couple absolute divisions that day as well. Man. So it'll be a super, super exciting show. I definitely think everyone should be watching that live stream.
When are you going up there?
I'm going up to weigh in the 20th, because it's a day before weigh-in. So
okay.
I'll weigh in. They'll have me on their show. They'll feed me. So, yeah, they're taking really, really good care of me. I'm super impressed with everything so far. Jordan seems like a great guy. I haven't had the chance to meet him personally, but super professional in all of our exchanges. So I'm super stoked to get out there and fight. Man, I get to fight a couple EBI veterans and a couple guys that have beat me before. So
Where is Iowa State University at?
Oh, don't ask me that.
Yeah, I would never go there unless they're going to pay me $2,000 to grapple. Tell you that right now.
We need to, like, I mean, if you're in Iowa, I feel like we should get in with the Dapino.
Ooh.
You should be able to
the
meet.
Big old Dap.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
There's another good grappler in Iowa.
We should make that connection.
So there's one more reason to go to Iowa.
Yeah, right? I guess he's trying to, you know, I don't know if Iowa's really the best place, but maybe if you're a wrestler.
Yeah, yeah. Cool, if you wrestle, then that's the place to be, it seems like.
But, you know, yeah, Dop's up there somewhere, mm-hmm. wherever Iowa State University is
right?
at.
Right, yeah, dope.
Doing his stuff.
Super genius and a grappling phenom.
I'm sitting here following him on Instagram all the time.
Right, yeah,
and
so
thinking back
to
the days when I lived with him and watching, like, he's just on this path that he's been on, you know, and he's still doing it. Now watching him as a black belt competing in all this stuff, it's incredible. And that's another guy that I think a lot of people should look to. He's at least been always following a system, a system of strength. Like, he doesn't stray away from a lot of that. He's a consistent person with his workouts.
Pairs a big thing we've been harping on a lot recently
too. Yeah,
consistency.
He's paired himself up with the right people, you know. My friend, I got a lot of respect for a local guy here, Kevin Malahai, is doing a lot.
Over at Key Fit.
Yeah, he's doing good stuff too, because he's using science and he's putting people, he's just trying to take care of people. You know, really, he's putting a sound program together. He's following not what he thinks, but what we learn from those that it's been passed down over time. And so when I watch Dop do his stuff now, I at least know that, like, Dop is following a system of strength. Like, he's not trying to get ahead of himself too much. And it's been awesome to watch that and see the growth in him as well. But so I don't know. I was thinking what I wanted to say was, like, I wanted to kind of think about a couple of things that were non-conventional that would help all grapplers out immediately.
Well, if you don't mind, I'd say from what I've learned from you so far in the 6-7 months that we've been training under you, I think the single most impressive movement that I've gone through, like, that I wouldn't have expected to completely change the way that I move, has been just a crawling on the ground.
Okay.
I'm amazed with how much that has translated to my grappling and just my movement in general.
This fits into my piece anyways. To crawl effectively, you start to realize, holy shit, man, I gotta use my hands in the floor, and I've gotta actively use my feet back here too. I can't just create a stable, good, strong crawl if I'm not using my hands and my feet.
Exactly.
And that was gonna be the number one thing that I let a little secret out today, if we told anybody, grapplers, take more care of your hands and your feet, and think strength in your hands and your feet. I don't even want to get into terminology of why, just start there first. Intrinsic foot muscles, intrinsic hand muscles, expand your hands with bands, all different ways of gripping, both flexion and extension of the hands and feet, walking on the outside of your feet, walking on your toes, walking on your heels, putting yourself just into different positions that allow for growth and stability and strength and the accommodation of change. But the crawl. One day I started realizing, I think it was when Rafael was still in Legacy,
mm-hmm.
and he fought Marcelo Nunes,
yeah.
the Drysdale mm-hmm. black belt.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I knew that dude was tough. Mm-hmm. Like that was going to be a fight, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so these two dudes are just exchanging on the floor,
mm-hmm.
and it was right in front of me. And I'm like, man, these are two fucking gorillas,
high level black belts.
These are two monkeys. Mm-hmm. And then you start to think about it. It's like, wait a minute, all these guys want to be fighters,
mm-hmm.
whether it be MMA or on the mats.
Mm-hmm.
And we know 100% that if you can, nobody would want to wrestle a gorilla,
right?
Or a monkey, chimp, right?
Yeah.
We know that chimp is strong. He can climb, he can crawl, he can run, he can
mm-hmm.
do all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, hell no.
Yeah, exactly.
So you as a grappler right now,
mm-hmm.
if you just start to think, how do I just start to play like a monkey every day?
Mm-hmm.
And now you've been doing that.
Yeah.
And you got all these different crawls. You got mm-hmm. a little more endurance with it. You're stronger
fine.
Through your core. All mm-hmm. everything that's happened from the crawl, you feel the evolution in it.
100%.
You're becoming more monkey.
Yeah.
You're becoming more mm-hmm. real human being.
Exactly.
You know
more
what
primal.
I mean? Mm-hmm. Exactly. More primal.
Yeah.
So the last story I'll tell off this real fast
mm-hmm.
Was I had a guy that I knew his cardio levels. And he was telling me, he's like, man, I did Jacob's Ladder when I was out at this one place.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to call any names out here. But he was like, I did Jacob's Ladder for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, I'm sure you were tired. And I'm sure it said you burned like 1,100 calories and
mm-hmm.
cool. And I asked him to crawl for 5 minutes.
Right.
And he couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And then I asked him, in the cage, you're not on Jacob's Ladder.
Mm.
If you got to scramble and you get knocked on your ass and you got to scramble and crawl around and move.
Mm-hmm.
Is Jacob's Ladder the type of conditioning you want?
Fuck no.
Hell no. You want to be monkey. Yeah. You want strong hands,
monkey,
strong feet.
Monkey.
You want to be able to get the fuck up, throw somebody off of you,
yeah.
scramble around, pull your feet back. But again, that monkey thing isn't just strength. It's flexibility.
Mm.
It's mobility. It's joint dexterity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All of those.
Yeah.
Which come with dropping your ego and looking at the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because even food and water play a major impact on that connective tissue and the joints and stuff.
Absolutely.
So if we're not thinking about it that way, if we're not getting deeper into our own heads and just being like, yep, real food and real water will make my body feel better. That's
mm-hmm.
proven. That's proven.
Mm-hmm.
I should be doing this if I'm that real.
Yeah.
If you're that hardcore, pull your head out your ass,
mm-hmm.
come hang out with us at Green Strength.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm not you get... I don't want to charge anybody.
Yeah.
Just come talk. Let's
exactly.
talk about this stuff. Let's
mm-hmm.
start to get you on a path of eating real foods and moving around like a human being was designed to move and thinking like we are supposed to think,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I don't have the answer to that, but I know that when we start to honor like the 80-20 principles or the yin to the yang and we start to read the books like Musashi and read the wisdom, we just have to think for a second about
mm-hmm.
what that message is. And apply it.
Yeah.
That's all that Jocko's doing on his podcast
mm-hmm.
is telling you, like, look, in war, there were standard operating procedures. Because
mm-hmm.
if Greg didn't do what he was supposed to do, I might get shot in the fucking back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
So start putting your shit together.
Mm-hmm.
Create the standard operating procedures of your life's journey.
Yeah.
And then just be accountable to it. And it's hard to be accountable. I struggle. Just like everybody struggles, that's why we have Green Strength. That's why we have this place where we can come together. And when I start to struggle, Greg, he's not going to let me slip too far.
Right.
You know,
hell
like
no.
he's going to say something. And,
yeah.
and then I got to honor it, man. I got to be like, you know what? You're right. I need a little bit more yang. I need
mm-hmm.
a little bit more yin. Now, the time that Greg and I have been here together, Greg's been here at Green Strength coaching and stuff. He sees the same thing I see. When we pull somebody back, and they start to adopt a little bit more of that yin or that yang,
mm-hmm.
dude, it's immediate change.
It's
it happens so fast
yeah.
that then it's like, holy shit, people, we just got to keep this going. Like
exactly.
we just got to keep this going.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, so you fight April 21st.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Live stream on Facebook, I believe.
One day after Christmas.
Mm-hmm. One day after, is that right?
4/20?
Sorry guys, I'm a little slow.
Yes.
4/20, the big Christmas day that I won't get to celebrate.
Christmas trees. Okay. Well, we're all going to battle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going
mm-hmm.
to. Greg
yep.
is going to be in Denver. He's going to be doing the functional range conditioning certification.
Hey.
So the FRC stuff. So Greg's going to bring back some knowledge that we've been playing with for years, but he's going to have a more in-depth approach on it. Mm-hmm. So I really recommend all the Tulsa grapplers, all the guys around in the state right now, like, we need to get together. We need to talk about this stuff. We're not trying mm-hmm. to steal you from your trainer or anything like that. Like, I just love this shit.
Yeah.
Let's get together. Let's try to make this a stronger grappling state altogether. Mm-hmm. With just whatever we can, put out yeah. there. But Greg's going to be doing the FRC mm-hmm. that weekend in Denver. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take the mats at the Denver Open.
Oh, yeah.
Those Masters motherfuckers.
My boy.
They're going down.
I'm coming after yeah. them. This is the second one. I'm getting some time under my belt.
Prepare for the knee shield.
Do not let them know about the knee shield. Craig Jones. Craig Jones. He's my homie now.
Right.
I'm going to have to go to Australia one day, or you come to Greenstreet and we'll just take care of you.
Exactly.
How about that? But yeah, so I'm going to do the Denver Open. Greg's going to be doing FRC. Mm-hmm. You're going to be doing this Subspectrum. Mm-hmm. We're all going to be killing it somehow.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a fun weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So let's close up this first little fun little podcast as we're just chilling in the sauna. Mm-hmm. We're just rambling. But I hope you guys got something out of this. And if you have any questions, feel free. You can follow my Instagram at GreenStrengthIV. Mm-hmm. That's GreenStrength4IV. So find me on Instagram. Follow me there. Hit me up on Facebook. Find Greg Morris. What is it? At Groovy Moves.
Period Moves.
At Groovy dot Moves.
Yeah.
Yes.
Get it right. Get it right.
So hit us up, man, and let's start to get some dialogue. Let's start to see some content that you guys want out there. Mm-hmm. What are some questions you guys want answered? And we will start doing this on the regular and putting stuff together as well as videos. And we will be hosting some stuff out here at Green String soon. So I'll keep everybody in the loop. Thank you guys. Thank you, Troy.
Yeah, thank you guys.